Welcome to Out of This World, Billy. Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Welcome, Billy.
Billy, let's talk about, if you don't mind, or let me be polite, what would you like to talk about? I have a lot of questions, but I want you to decide what you'd like to talk about first, of course.
Billy, worüber möchtest du sprechen?
Well, what do you want to talk about? You want to talk about Hollow Earth? You want to talk about the Agartan Network? You want to talk about Telos? All the planets are hollow in the solar system.
Okay.
Über alle Planeten, die hohl sind in unserem Solarsystem.
I'd like my angels on the other side want us to talk first about the corona and this vaccination and the problems it will cause people. I think people should be informed about it.
Also Ted hat gerade die Information von seinen Engeln erhalten, wir sollten über Corona sprechen, über die Impfungen und was es bedeuten könnte für die Menschheit.
The vaccine that they have out right now, that vaccine will give you the virus.
Diese Impfung wird dir den Virus geben. Du wirst über die Impfung den Virus im Körper haben.
It will actually give you the virus. The one that's coming out after that will be the good virus. Good vaccine that will not give you the virus. It will combat the virus.
Die Impfung, die dann nachaus erscheinen wird, wird die gute Impfung sein und die wiederum wird diesen Virus aus dem Körper bringen.
But the initial one they just sent out, that virus will give you the virus. So you don't want to take it.
Die Impfung, die jetzt erscheint, die jetzt sozusagen da ist, wird uns diesen Virus geben und man sollte diese Impfung nicht nehmen.
You said, pardon me for interrupting, Billy, but you said earlier that the main purpose of this corona and the vaccine especially is to decrease world population.
Yeah. They're under the false assumption that the earth can only sustain a certain amount of people. And that's a lie.
Ted hat gerade gesagt, die Impfung wurde ja rausgebracht, um die Menschheit zu reduzieren. Und unter dieser falschen Idee leben wir. Das ist eine Lüge. Also, dass man die Menschen reduzieren müsste auf dieser Erde. Aber die Impfung soll dies nun tun.
Yeah, the earth can sustain more people than they think it can.
Die Erde kann mehr Menschen beherbergen, als wir denken, dass sie könnte.
And also, now in Hollow Earth, there's enough land in Hollow Earth to accommodate every man, woman and child on the planet's surface.
In Innererde ist so viel Platz, dass jeder Mensch, der jetzt auf der Erde lebt, dort Platz hätte.
So when the gathering takes place, which will be later on, but when that takes place and the people are taken off of the earth, they will be taken off the earth and the earth will reclaim the surface.
Mm-hmm. Also wenn das Treffen stattfindet,
yeah,
ich denke, Terra
Christa will reclaim all of the surface of the planet. In other words, New York will be gone.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago will be gone. It'll all be very flourishing jungle, Garden of Eden, if you will. The surface of the planet will be totally transformed, and the continents will gain in land 150 miles all the way around all of the continents. There was a false assumption given out there about a mini ice age. That's not going to happen.
Okay.
That is not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
The Earth is going to expand. Everything above 400 miles of the Earth's crust will expand, meaning the surface of the earth will get larger. The continents will get larger. They won't get smaller. They'll get larger. Like Africa, 150 miles out, all the way around the coastline of Africa, 150 miles out of the coastline of the United States. So, in other words, Southern California, like Malibu, will no longer be the coastline. Coastline will go out another 150 miles. But understand also that while this is taking place, every life form on the planet will be taken off of the planet, so Terra Crista can re-terraform the entire surface of the planet, bringing it back to a pristine state. After this happens, then people will be returned to the Earth, but they won't be living on the surface. They'll be living inside, inside Hollow Earth.
Okay. I will sum it up.
Right.
I will sum it up. Was passieren wird, ist, dass nach dem Treffen mit den Galaktikern die Menschen erstmal von diesem Planeten gebracht werden, damit Mutter Erde sozusagen reinigen kann. Die Kontinente werden sich ausdehnen. Das, was heute eben Strand oder Küste ist, wird irgendwann sich im Kontinent befinden. So weit wird sich alles ausdehnen. Die Menschheit ist in Sicherheit, denn sie wird wahrscheinlich entweder nach Innererde gehen oder auf die Schiffe gebracht. Wenn der Prozess abgeschlossen ist, kommen die Menschen wieder auf die Erde, aber sie werden diesmal nicht auf der Erde leben. Auf der Erde werden wir dann wie eine Art Dschungel haben. Es wird paradiesisch sein. Sie werden nach Innererde gehen.
I am receiving reports right now from Norway and the United States that our audio has been cut.
I figured that.
However, you can listen to us at https://www.radiosoul.at/.
Richtig, ja.
See, they don't want this information getting out because they do, because it's going to blow away the secret government. It's going to blow away the cabal and the black and the black ops and deep state and all that.
I know.
It's going to cause waves in them, and they're not liking it.
Yeah,
that's why they're trying to. That's why they're trying to stop and bring it into this conversation.
Sure, I'll let Saskia translate. Yeah.
Also wir wurden gerade unterbrochen, unser Audio wurde unterbrochen auf Facebook. Das ist jetzt, glaube ich, nicht mehr hörbar. Wir sind jetzt nur noch über Radio Soll sozusagen zu hören. Trotzdem wird das Ganze aufgezeichnet. Ted wird es dann später zur Verfügung stellen. Der Tiefstaat möchte natürlich nicht, Kabale möchte nicht, dass wir über solche Dinge sprechen. Das wollen sie nicht. Und deswegen
It'll be shared in other ways later after the show. So I'm not worried. Yeah. So we'll keep going.
Of course not.
Yeah, we keep going. Billy, you were mentioning before, we talked about this briefly off the air, that the corona is not a virus, it's bacteria. And so a vaccine does not work against bacteria, so this whole thing is a scam.
Of course it's a scam.
Ted sagt gerade, dass dieser Virus, Corona, kein Virus ist, sondern Bakterien, weshalb eine Impfung gar nicht helfen wird.
Yes. And it was created by laboratories in the United States, and it was sent to Wuhan.
Es wurde in Laboratorien in den Vereinigten Staaten kreiert, dieses Bakterium, und wurde dann nach Wuhan gesendet.
And so I think there's several different agendas here.
Gibt also verschiedene, mehrere Agendas hier.
First off, I believe Billy is right, that it's a way to decrease population.
It's also a way to bring control of the people by the so-called governments. By locking everybody down, it's easier to manage a population if they're locked down.
Right.
And
right.
The point being is, you don't need to be locked down. The mask does not stop the virus, period.
Right.
Yeah. So stop wearing those masks.
Yeah.
You have to have between 97% to 99% oxygen intake on a daily basis. And the mask that they're wearing, the cloth mask that they wear, knocks out almost 50% of your oxygen intake.
Oh my
so
goodness.
why would you want that?
Yeah, it's killing you, this mask.
It's actually killing you. Mm-hmm. So when you put a mask on, you are shortening your lifespan.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Literally.
Yeah, I will translate it. Rapidly. Also yeah, Ted sagt, zum einen ist diese ganze Geschichte da, um eben die Menschheit zu reduzieren. Und zum anderen sagt Billy auch, um zu kontrollieren, die Menschheit zu kontrollieren. Man schließt sie weg, man schließt sie ein. Man zwingt sie, Masken zu tragen, die dafür sorgen, dass wir nicht mehr genügend Sauerstoff bekommen, was wiederum dazu führt, dass wir auch hier ja, dran ersticken, krank werden. Ja.
Another thing I want to mention is that especially women who have newborns, do not, I repeat, do not inoculate your children, period. When you inoculate your children, you are not only shortening their lifespans, but you're also dumbing them down. Because the newborn babies that are being born out of full fifth dimension. Not 3D or 4D, but 5D. So the newborn children that are coming out now are highly advanced beings. And so they don't need any vaccines because their immune system is far greater than that of an adult. Mm-hmm. And what the vaccine does, when I say it dumbs them down, the United States government, secret government they call it, they started doing way, way back, they started doing experimentation on children to find out how gifted they were or how strong they were. And you've heard of what's called crib death. Crib death, it was a ploy that they used so they could abduct children out of babies out of hospitals to take them down and do testing on them to find out these abilities that they're born with and to find out the potential of those abilities. When they discovered what the results of that was, it scared the daylights out of them because they realized that these kids, if they were to reach the age of accountability and the age of reasoning, they would be extremely powerful kids or beings. So their purpose was in Area 51 and other locations. What they did was they allowed the children to get to a certain age so they could do their testing on them, and after they were finished with their testing, they eliminated them.
Okay.
That's a polite word for killing them.
Yes.
Ich will es mal kurz zusammenfassen. I will sum it up again. Billy sagt, insbesondere die Kinder, die heute geboren werden, also gerade Mütter mit Neugeborenen, lasst sie nicht mehr impfen. Die Impfung hat zum einzigen Ziel, diese Kinder zu verdummen und dass sie nicht in der Lage sind, ihre Fähigkeiten zu entwickeln. Alle Kinder, die jetzt geboren werden, kommen aus sehr hohen Dimensionen. Sie sind sehr große Lichtwesen mit großen Fähigkeiten. Und man hat jahrelang Experimente gemacht an Kindern in den USA, unter anderem Area 51, also Area 51. Man hat Kinder Kinder gesagt, die bei der Geburt verstorben werden. In Wahrheit hat man sie einfach mitgenommen, um an ihnen zu testen, zu sehen. Man hat gesehen, zu welchen Dingen sie fähig sind. Und wenn man die Tests beendet hatte, wurden sie dann eben auch getötet. Und die Impfung dient dazu, die Fähigkeiten dieser Kinder gar nicht erst zum Entwickeln zu bringen.